Lutherans, and I use that with a big, you know, quotes around it. Lutherans historically have never understood the scriptures to be on a level playing field. I mean, Luther was so bold about this. He was willing to say there are certain books in there that probably shouldn't even be there. You see, he had a canon within the canon. There are certain books in here that you can take to the bank, and there are others you can take or leave. You see, and why is that? Because he had honed in on the message. Here's the message of the Christian faith. Here's the gospel. Now you look through the Bible. Yeah, it's really here. That's a good one. And he'd go a little farther and say, well, not so much. And so we'll kind of put that over here to the side. Well, it's not so unusual that Christians would discount, in that sense, portions of Scripture. I mean, I certainly do in my reading of the Bible. There are certain texts I just never go near, not because I probably couldn't under certain circumstances, but in circumstances have never arisen, I don't see any need to. At the same time, there are texts that I don't go near because I don't think that they're really very profitable. So that level of discernment is not unusual. It gets to be a question of which ones are you selecting out? You see, and this is why we come back again to that confessional dimension of our Lutheran faith. You see, a core element of Lutheranism. If you ask yourself, in fact, Mark Holden asked this question when he preached here a weekend of the Word when he was here a couple of years ago. If there's still value in being Lutheran, right, in this age of ecumenical relationships, it's in keeping the focus on the doctrine of justification by faith. Because that's the message. And that's always been our case. You see. And Luther grew up in a time when people like Marge's friend littered the landscape, who were dragging their broken bodies to every pilgrimage site they could find. You know, burning candles and buying holy water and saying, having his masses said for him and kissing reliquaries. Please, God, take away this pain. Please, God, fix my... Please, do something. I want a miracle. I'm going to all these, doing all these things for you. I'm visiting all these pilgrimage sites. I'm going to all these cathedrals. I'm going to all these reliquaries. I'm saying all these confessions. Where are you? Yes, yeah, of course. And, you know, so it was a whole different view, you see. In Luther, the whole thing gets turned around. And now there's a different understanding at work. Well, that was doing pretty well until about the 1960s. It started in the late 19th century. I mean, the corrosion, particularly with German scholasticism. Historical criticism, literary criticism, all that stuff that came out of the German universities, where now the Bible became, you know, before we stand under the authority of the Word. This standing on the Bible, that's not the image for Lutherans. Lutherans, we stand under its authority, which is why the Lutheran pulpits in the early Reformation were not brought down to this level. They kept them up there. And often they had a Bible, image of the Bible over the top of the pulpit. You see, we stand under the Word of God. Well, once the German scholastic method started in and it was being used in the seminaries here beginning in the 20th century, what happens to the Bible? Now, the Bible goes from being here to being put here on the academic's desk. And now reason becomes the moderator of Scripture. Now reason decides, you see. And that's what we've been stuck with now for 100 years, with all of the consequent difficulties. Luther cautioned against this in his own ministry. He used to say, you know, much to the chagrin of the humanists, reason is the enemy of faith.
Well, he didn't use reason.
He used reason, common reason, he used to call it, what the common sense of the text determines. What the common reading of the text determines. And that's what the message is. And he used to say, one of his great quotes was at the church in Wittenberg, this is in one of his sermons, he said, I have something like 18 doctors in this congregation, by which he meant not physicians, but doctors of theology from the University at Wittenberg, letters. Doctors of letters. He said, but I preach my sermons for the milkmaids and the plowmen. And if they don't like it, they know where the door is. That's exactly what he said. If they don't like it, they know where the door is. It's not that simple, complicated. That's the thing. The Christian faith is not complicated. Luther got that. He realized it's the message of Christ's merciful, liberating, redeeming love that has freed me and made me a new person. The message got a hold of him, and that's what he knew had to be announced. Nothing has changed.